I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Daily Stoat Blueprint. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's face it, life can feel like one giant pressure cooker sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with demands, expectations, and that nagging feeling that we just aren't doing enough. Ever find yourself running on empty, barely keeping your head above water? Well, today we're diving deep into something incredibly important, creating a safe space for mental health reflection. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden, and sometimes those weeds of stress, anxiety, and negativity can take over. We need to learn how to cultivate the inner peace and find moments of quiet where we can truly connect with ourselves. So buckle up, because we are about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you build your very own mental sanctuary. First things first, define what safe space means for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. Maybe it's a quiet corner in your home, a peaceful walk in nature, or even just 10 minutes with your favorite meditation app. The key is to find what feels comforting and grounding for you. Second up, silence the noise. This means turning off those notifications, putting your phone on airplane mode, and saying no to commitments that drain your energy. Remember, it's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your well-being. You wouldn't let strangers barge into your house unannounced, right? Treat your mental space with the same respect. Next, practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, the sensations in your body, and the sights and sounds around you. This simple act can help calm racing thoughts and bring a sense of clarity. Ever notice how being fully immersed in an activity like reading, playing music, or even cooking can make time seem to melt away? That's mindfulness in action. Now, don't be afraid to express your emotions. Bottling them up only leads to more stress and tension. Find healthy outlets for expressing yourself, whether it's journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or engaging in creative activities. Remember, vulnerability is strength that shows you're human and capable of feeling deeply. Finally, be kind to yourself. This is crucial. We often put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, but remember, you're human, and that means making mistakes. Practice self-compassion and forgive yourself when you stumble. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a close friend. You deserve it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're feeling overwhelmed, deadlines are looming, your to-do list is a mile long, and you just want to curl up under a blanket and disappear. Instead of letting those feelings spiral out of control, you take a few deep breaths, close your eyes, and step into your safe space. Maybe it's a cozy corner in your home with a calming diffuser, or maybe it's a quiet walk in the park where you can feel the sun on your skin and the wind in your hair. In that space, you journal about what's stressing you out, acknowledging those feelings without judgment. You remind yourself that you're capable of handling whatever comes your way and focus on one small task at a time. You return to your day feeling refreshed and ready to tackle those challenges with renewed energy and focus. That's the power of creating a safe space for mental health reflection. It's not about escaping reality, it's about equipping yourself to navigate it with greater resilience and clarity. So, my friends, I want you to take action today. Think about what your safe space could be and start incorporating these practices into your daily routine. Even 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day can make a world of difference. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the word about the importance of mental well-being. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that inner sanctuary.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.